afternoon by the head coach of the Hampton Pirates, Tamisha Augustin, and senior guard Amaya Reeves. Good afternoon, ladies.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome.
Good. Thank you for doing this with us. I will start with you, coach. First season at Hampton, chance to come home for you. What attracted you most to the job?
Home, Hampton University, family, great people, tradition, winning, ability to win, all of the above.
Got a couple of questions here. We'll start with Michael. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Coach, good to see you again. You're just talking a second ago on the show about how much of an impact, Jayshia Clinton could have on this team. I'm curious just how big of a get was that to bring her to Hampton out of the portal? And then truly, I guess, how much of an impact do you expect her to kind of have right away on this team?
Oh, Michael. But no, Jayshia's been doing well. Like anybody else, she's worked her way in. Chemistry's been important. She has been playing well. And she's a grad transfer. I expect her to make an immediate impact. Defensively, she's always had a knack for the ball. And offensively, everybody knows that she has the ability to score. So I expect nothing less from Jayshia other than what she traditionally has been doing.
Next question from Rob Knox. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, Coach, what's up? How are you?
I'm good, Rob. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Nice to actually see you face to face.
That's right.
This question is actually for your student athlete, Amaya. Hi, how are you today? Can you just share what practice has been like for you all under Coach, and what you most looking forward to this season? Obviously, Hampton had a challenging year last year, and just the excitement for you all to perform this year.
Yeah, I would say it's definitely exciting. Our approaches to practice have been a little bit different. We get a lot more done, pretty productive. Just looking forward to getting some more wins this year.
Next question from Michael. Go ahead, Michael.
Amaya, coach just mentioned on the show that you worked on your offense in the offseason, become, more of an all-around guard. I'm curious, just what was that process like for you, kind of working on your shot? And as you're coming into the season, how do you feel like your offense has improved, maybe?
I think in the summer, just building back that confidence, being more confident in taking those shots. And it's been a process, just got to buy into it.
I'll give you guys both a softball. Obviously, you got a couple weeks until the season starts. Just coach, your first game as a head coach in the Convocation Center. Amaya, first game of kind of a new era in the Convocation Center. Just what are you two looking forward to the most once the season gets underway?
I'm gonna go first, go. I think just bringing good energy, good vibes, same atmosphere, but just different vibes.
I think for me, I would love to see the community get out, our student body get out. Convocation hosts 7,500. Hampton Roads has always been a athletic state in terms of just area, and people come out to support. And what I know is that we have the ability to do so. The girls have put in a lot of hard work. It's always rewarding when they can look up and see that. And we want this to be one of the hardest places to play. And we've been working on that environment. And so I want to win. I want them to compete. We're going to be the hardest working team. We don't want to get outworked. And I make a commitment that you're just going to see a team that's going to play from start to finish.
Thank you both.
Coach, just building on that, you obviously know the area very well from your time there.
Right.
How important is it to build interest in your program in the community?
It's hugely important, right? For starters, it starts with me showing the girls I'm coming back. This community raised me. It built me. We had, top athletes in this area in high school. I think my high school team might have had four Division I players on it. So just a very competitive era. And then on top of that, community service, getting out, them giving back. They've been great at that. They've been very flexible. We've did a lot of team chemistry things in the community. And I think it's paid off. When we go out, they definitely know who the girls are. They know who I am. And they are very excited to see what product they put on the floor.
Amaya, what have you seen as the biggest change, both maybe on and off the floor, with the new coaching staff?
I think it's pretty much been good. Good energy. We've been bonding a lot more on and off the court. So with that, just the chemistry a lot better.
Amaya, last year you averaged I think right around 8 points a game, but the team has lost a lot of its top scorers. How has that changed your role, both maybe from a leadership perspective, and are you hoping to maybe see your numbers, go up a little bit offensively, or is that something that you would like to do?
I don't think it's changed my role so much, but definitely bringing in new pieces. We have a lot more people that can bring th different things to the table. So that would definitely be helpful. Looking forward to scoring more and just being whatever my team needs me to be.
Coach, just talk a little about your style of play, and how much your time at Florida maybe has influenced that, and maybe some of your mentors that have established that style.
Well, I think style of play comes from obviously what you went through as a player, right? But I've had some tremendous bosses, most recently Kelly Ray Finley. I've had Joy Williams at UCF. I've had Jamel Elliott, who's over now at UConn, still as an assistant, and the list goes on. And so I've taken a piece from each of them. All of them have been great mentors. But for me, it's my job as a coach. I have a style, but I also had to adapt to what my personnel was. So it's going to start on the defensive end for us. We're going to be gritty. We are going to press. We'll play man. We'll change some things up. But offensively, we want to get out and run when we can. And when we can't, we want to make the proper reads and make the best basketball play that we can. But from a style of play, it's going to start on the defensive end for us.
Tell us a little bit about your team, if you can break it down a little bit. Obviously, Amaya will be a big part of that, but I'm sure you've brought
Right.
some new players in. Just give us a little scouting report on your team from what you've seen so far.
Sure. Everybody wants to scout. I think I'll do it overall. So we have two graduate seniors. All right. Obviously there's Jayshia Clinton, was a former Gatorade State Player of the Year, comes from Temple, was all conference in the American Conference. CeCe Thomas has experience, Power Five experience, started at Penn State. By way of Georgia Southern, okay, just another guard. We have Amaya, our most veteran returning guard, and I've told you what I've expected of Maya. She has the ability. We had a big summer of player development, and we still do that every day. That's something that we incorporate every day. It's not something that we really skip a beat on, because I think you have to be a forever student. We have Arena Nikashini. We needed some size, so she's 6'6", very skilled, great passer, shooter, and mobile, really mobile for her size. We have Kaya Doro, started at Missouri as well. And then when you go off into our team, our most veteran return and post player, Janae Dublin, averaged 9 points for them last year. I think an area for us, and it's no secret, two areas we wanted to improve on was rebounding and shooting. And we embraced that, and we've spent a lot with that. And then there was a portion of the team that was still really young, right? Because they were freshmen last year. And so Tyra Kennedy, Arlisha Boston as well. And then we had Casey Miller. And then in the middle, we still had another transfer. We brought Diamond Wiggins home, which I thought from a defensive perspective, for the style of play that I wanted to play, thought that she could contribute to that. And then we brought in a deep shooter, Tiani Abrams as well, who started out at UCF, and has experience as well.
I let the two of you go, and this question is sort of for both of you. Without putting a number on it, I don't want to put the pressure on you or give you a number, but what are the goals and expectations going into this year? What have you told your team you'd like to see? That what would be a successful first year for you?
A successful first year for me, obviously, it starts in practice. We tell them get 1% better every day, but obviously, we want to win. We want to have more wins than losses in that column. We don't hide behind that. We know the type of season that we have had, and we're going to hold each other accountable, and we're going to embrace it, and we're going to have fun doing it.
How about for you, Amaya?
I mean, she pretty much said it. Just looking forward to getting better overall. That's pretty much it.
All right, ladies. Thanks so much for taking time to do this with us this afternoon. Good luck with your season as we get underway, and look forward to watching you all year long.
Thank
Thank
you,
you.
Rob.